Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of peace. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. 1 month later, God sent the angel Gabriel to the town of Nazareth in Galilee with a message for a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to Joseph from the family of King David. The angel greeted Mary and said, "You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you." Mary was confused by the angel's words and wondered what they meant. Then the angel told Mary, "Don't be afraid. God is pleased with you, and you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I'm not married." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come down to you, and God's power will come over you. So your child will be called the Holy Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth is also going to have a son, even though she is old. No one thought she could ever have a baby, but in 3 months she will have a son. Nothing is impossible for God." Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen as you have said." And the angel left her.
We live amidst an epidemic of fear. We fear things we can't control, like terrorism or some medically scary diagnosis. We fear losing things like loved ones or our mind. We fear going broke, a lump on our breast. We fear that our lives might not matter or nobody cares. We're afraid of what's after death or that our faith isn't enough. Have you come to terms with what you're afraid of? Being held in the grip of fear makes it tough to live with faith. Faith and fear don't coexist well. One always seems to chase the other out of the room. Mary is a young peasant girl who had plenty to be afraid of. Her life is uncertain, her future tenuous. God had been silent for 400 years. There had been no prophecy or revelation from God, and everyone was waiting on God to do something. What was going on with the promise for a Messiah? Where was God? When you hear the promises but don't see any action, you wonder if God is going to show up, and it leaves you in fear. Maybe you can relate. Not even 6 months after God sent the angel Gabriel to Zechariah, God dials his number again to dispatch him to earth, this time to Mary in the most famous angel visit ever. Centuries earlier, the prophecies had punched in this address: in Nazareth, to a descendant of David, a virgin would conceive and bear a child. God is keeping his promises. The angel visit troubles Mary. Pregnant? Me? Now? How? And it troubles a lot of people today. I can't understand how a virgin could give birth. Of course you can't explain it. Who wants a God who can easily be explained? Why do we insist on having a God we can tie down, box up, explain with science or our own understanding? If God can't make a virgin conceive, how in the world is God going to save your marriage, change your heart, overcome your addiction, or heal a deep hurt? How could he rescue us? How could he create the universe if he can't put a baby in a young woman's belly? Into our questions and troubled spirit, God sends a message, just as he did to Mary. do not be afraid. Let the word of the angel messenger come to you today. Hear the good news that Jesus is near. Make room in your heart for the Holy Spirit to calm your fears. Jesus is coming, and he will reign. In these next moments of quiet, name a fear that troubles your spirit. Then invite truth to combat the fear by repeating the phrase, "Nothing is impossible for God." God, nothing is impossible for you. Throughout this day, as we sense fear chasing faith away, help us to remember you and return to that truth. Nothing is impossible for you. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song, "Mary, Did You Know?" by Pentatonix by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you accept the peace of God as a welcomed companion.